Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian. Could I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
2511-4701-0041-4051.
Okay, give me just a moment. Let's see. Is this Hager Auto Truck?
Yes, it is.
All right. Am I speaking with Larry Ballard?
Yes, this is he.
Okay. Hey, Larry, how are you?
Okay.
All right. What's the best number to reach you at, Larry, in case we get disconnected?
304-369-1341.
Okay. All right, let me just confirm some information I have on file here, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you have. We got 601 South Main Street, Madison, 25130. Is that all correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Do you guys have a website?
No, I just have a an email, but not a website.
Okay, no problem. What's your email?
Okay, it's L Ballard, LBALLARD, 61, mm-hmm. at yahoo.com.
Okay. Yahoo.com. All right, and what's the structure of your business? Are you a sole proprietorship, a LLC?
In other words, I'm the corporation, incorporated. I'm
okay.
The owner.
Okay, perfect. You're the owner. Okay. And how long have you been in business for, Larry?
40 years.
40 years. Holy smokes. Good stuff. So you've seen a lot.
Yeah, you've been around a while.
Recessions.
Been school bus 35 years.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
This is a auto sales, auto repair, towing, and I've got about 5 licenses. I've got all kinds of different.
That's awesome. Has it been like family owned and operated or no?
Just me. I'm the owner and operator.
Awesome.
And of course, I've got mechanics working at the garage and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Larry, if you want to let me know what you're looking to do, I'll be happy to kind of point you in the right direction.
Well, what I'm trying to do, I'm going to consolidate some bills and pay some taxes is what I really want to do, and I want to put it on a term thing, what can make, a monthly payment on it, in other words.
Okay. How much are you looking for?
I added up just here a minute ago, I'd say around $50,000.
Around $50,000?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's split up between, you said, consolidating bills and paying taxes?
Paying taxes, consolidating the bills, and I've got what's called a floor plan through a thing. I still owe about $12,000 on it. I want to pay it off because I'm having to make interest payments on it. You know, I'm going to get all that out of the way and just pay one payment is what I'm trying to do.
Okay, that was $12,000, and what did you say that was for?
That's floor plan. Like on cars, in other words, when I buy a car, I write a check for it and put it on what's called a floor plan. It's AFC Financial Services is what the name of it is in Charleston.
Got it. Okay. ASC. Right. Is that a Ascentium, I believe?
A what?
Ascentium, I think that's what it's short for. I believe that's what the company is. That's okay. okay, great. So you're looking for $50,000. How soon are you looking for it? Like as soon as possible, or do you have a timeline?
Yeah, soon as possible, because I want to go ahead and pay this stuff off so I can get started making payments on it. I've got my bank statements, and I draw a couple of checks, which end up being about $2,500 a month, and I want to just set it up where I can take the payment out of, I've got about 15 to 18,000 a month coming in. So.
Okay, 15, 18 a month. 15, 18 a month. What'd you guys do in revenue last year?
I'm gonna have them sound added up, but I'm gonna say 250.
On 250. Somewhere around there. Okay.
Yeah.
And you said you do repairs, and then you also sell used cars, right?
I sell used cars. I do auto repair. I have a garage.
Mm-hmm.
I do towing service. I have a tow truck and so on, and then also I do license and title service.
Nice. So you got a pretty wide scope of work that you do over there.
Yeah, well, you've got to. This is a kind of a coal mining area, which I'm, and they've pretty well shut it down in West Virginia. Now the president's in, we're going to try to get her going again, I think, you know, so.
That's
the new
cool.
President, the old president shut it down, so.
Nice.
On account of the EPA stuff, you know, but.
The regulations.
I have kind of a seasonal. Every once in a while, you'll have a slow month, and then all at once here at tax time, well, you have a booming month or two, you know, so.
Yeah.
It's kind of a seasonal deal here, especially this time of year, you know, like October, November, and then it starts picking back up in December, January.
Got it. Okay. So I imagine it's kind of a smaller town, right? So when it's slow, like it's really slow, right?
Yeah. Well, gotcha. It's about 35 miles from Charleston, West Virginia, which is a state capital.
That's a capital, right?
You know,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really
not
coal mining area all together, really, is what it is. And they're going back to work now. They've already started calling them back to work. So
I see.
Laid off.
So are most of your customers like commercial businesses, or do you do like personal, like residential stuff too, or is it mostly like commercial work?
Both. I do just work on vehicles for, you know, individuals, companies. I do license service for all different sort of words,
cool.
Title, license, tax service, and all that, you know.
Okay, cool. So the $50K, have you inquired anywhere else about it? Like, have you gone to your bank or
no,
any other companies so
no,
far?
The only thing I've done, I started out and I ended up, I don't want to do that on the daily payment, is Viking Funding. I need to, I'm going to pay them off. In other words, I'm going to pay everything I owe off is what I'm trying to do.
Okay,
then
cool.
I'm going to just make one payment, do it all.
Okay, you got it. So what's your balance with Viking Funding?
About, I'm real close, 12,000 probably what it would be. So.
Okay. Oh, is that the one that you're talking about for the floor plan or no?
No, that's AFC. That's
okay.
AFC's the floor plan company. I've got an application here that I can fill out and fax it to you or whatever, but I just
okay,
went
cool.
ahead and called and see if I had a, you know, what you thought about it there.
Yeah, so based on what you told me, it does sound like we can help you. I'm going to send you a new application, though. We just changed it recently. Is the email best for you, or you prefer fax?
Just go ahead and put it on the email thing if you don't care, because
okay.
I've got another email address. But you need both of them, or I'd rather you send it to the Yahoo, because the other one stays full all the time with all the parts and stuff, you know.
Cool. Yeah, whichever one's easy for you. I'll send it to the lballard61@yahoo, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Couple more quick questions. How would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
The last time I checked it was 650.
650? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. That goes up and down. I've got one loan out, which I had a little bit of bad luck with on this. I didn't get sued on it, but in other words, I'm paying payments on it, and that's American Express. I did that. I was going to try to put everything together on that, and then this coal mine business dropped the bottom out of it there, so I had to, you know, make payments on that. I owe them about $5,000, which I'll be paying off. So
okay,
I've already paid off from 75 down to 5. So.
Okay, yeah, it happens. Was that a business loan, I presume, right?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Okay. Was it one of those credit cards? Did it take? How was the payment set up? Did it take
well,
a percentage of your
card,
sales?
Yeah,
or?
Credit card sale. In other words, it was a credit card. In other words, their credit card to.
Gotcha.
Pay for license service, pay for parts and
okay.
stuff like that, which I wasn't late on no payments until, and I called them and told them the coal thing shut down, I was going to have to do something else, so we set
okay.
up a payment plan on.
Okay, cool. So you're looking for around $50K, something with fixed payments, right?
Right.
Okay,
right.
Cool. Something with like a term loan will set you up. Are you looking for as long a term as possible?
Yeah, I'd rather do it that way. I mean, I've got... collateral as far as cars and stuff, I've probably got
yeah.
40 or 50 cars, and that $12,000 will be paying off everything I owe on the car. So.
Okay. Okay, cool.
I've got got a garage up here on the lot, and then I've got a garage I rent also. So.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, it does sound like working capital is going to be the best fit. You're looking for something as quick as possible. The working capital is your best bet in getting you a large amount, like the 50K. And I'll shoot for the longest term possible. I know it's cash flow is everything, especially during like slower season. And then when it gets busy again, if you wanted to look at early payoff options, a lot of our programs do have early payoff options where you get a discount if you pay it up early. Let me see here. Have you gone to your bank already? Do you already kind of know like what the
Well,
situation is, or?
the bank is this way. In other words, I have a tax lien, which Clear Creek has got that. That's a state lien, which I pay on every month.
Gotcha.
And I have that tax lien, and the bank where I've got the tax lien, I own property, but they don't want to, don't want to do nothing. I mean, that much. They'll do 5 or 10,000 or something like that, But in fact, I've got a loan there now, as far as that goes. But
Gotcha.
I'll be paying it off. I'll just put everything together is what I'm trying to do.
I got it. And your bank, basically, they can't get you the amount that you need. They're just getting you like
Right. In
a
other
little bit
words,
here, a little
this
bit
is
there.
just a small bank. So it's just
Yeah. Okay.
they want to see. They want. They don't floor plan cars on account of the. I mean, the bigger banks do, but they don't. So
Okay.
that's the reason I had to go through AFC. But I want to get that all paid off. I have a $50,000 credit line at AFC, and I've got it down to 12,000. So.
Okay, so line of credit. Gotcha. Just keep in mind for the future, we also do equipment financing. So if you're looking at bringing on some equipment from the business as well, once you establish a relationship with us, makes it easier to get you approved for a whole bunch of other programs. So anyway,
Well,
I'm gonna, sorry, go
see,
ahead.
the equipment, I probably need to do some of that because the power company here had a pole to fall and it burned up one of my vans, and it also burned up a bunch of wiring and stuff in the garage, which I've already
Ooh.
replaced. But they said that I'll have to sue them to get them to pay me for it. So that's
Oh
what it comes
man.
down to.
Okay.
It was a power pole standing in the middle of nowhere, and 5 o'clock in the morning, while the power pole broke, and the reason it broke was on account of too much stuff on it, too many transformers and stuff like that. But they want to lay it back on somebody else, and the only thing that could have hit it would have been an airplane because
Oh.
it's away from everything,
Oh my gosh. When did that happen?
So anyhow, that's what I'm gonna have to buy some. Like probably tar machines and stuff like that. I've leased through several companies, so, but
Okay.
I've got them all paid off like that,
Okay. So I'm gonna send you an email with the application info. Just to reiterate real quick, it's a one-page credit application and I'm gonna send you a new one. We need 6 months of your most recent bank statements. Your previous year's tax return. Did you already do your 2015 taxes?
No, I've got part of it, but I've got 2014, I believe, but I don't have 2015. So I've got part of it because we're on that deal with Clear Creek where they've got it on a payment plan, is what, in other words, I'm paying on it. I've got an agreement with the tax outfit, is what I'm saying.
Okay, no problem. We could use 2014 then, since that's the case. And then, do you have the contract with Viking sitting around? Can you send me the front page with the rates and the terms so that way we know? Because usually with working capital, we'll have to pay them directly. And then
Yeah,
we'll basically,
I've
okay.
got the pages on it. I've got the front page on it there. So.
Okay, cool. You said you owe about 12K with them, right?
Yeah, I think that's what they said. I think they sent me a payoff letter here. I was trying to find out exactly what I owed them. And I've paid
Perfect.
on it since then for probably a month since they sent me the letter, so.
Perfect. Okay, that's fine. Go ahead and send me the payoff letter as well, even though it's a month old, as well as the contract, and then as well as the application, the bank statement, tax return. And I should be able to get an answer for you by tomorrow. Does that work?
Yeah, it'll be fine. It'll take me a little while because I have customers coming in and out, and sometimes I have to quit on what I'm doing and take care of the customer,
I completely understand. Running a business is chaos.
Yeah. But
okay, great.
yeah, just go ahead and send that, and if you need to know anything else, this 1341 is the number. And I have a 601-1173 cell phone number also that I carry with me all the time if I'm out of the business here, so.
Okay, 601-1173.
Yeah, 304-601-1173.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send you an email right now with the application info. If you don't mind, just reply to it. Just say, hey, I got it, just so I know that you received it. And then once you get the application stuff back to me, I'll get it processed as soon as I get it. So that way we can aim to get an answer for you tomorrow. So.
Okay.
And keep in mind, I'm a couple hours behind you. So even if you get it to me late in the afternoon, I'll still have time to process it today. So, yeah, just get it to me at least convenience.
It's 10 to 12 here now. So you're what, 10 o'clock?
I'm West Coast. I'm 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Okay.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, sir. So I should be able to get it done for you today. So that way we can get you some answers.
I'll get it to you by if I don't get it all done right. I'll get it to you by late this evening or something.
Okay, Larry. Hey, do you want to jot down my phone number?
Yeah, I've got this number that I called you. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Julian. It's J-U-L-I-A-N. Why don't you jot down my direct number? Because that one, it'll go through the phone tree again. If you need a call, you can just call me directly. Do you want to jot it down?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's 858-779-0931. And there's no extension. It just goes directly to my desk.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, Larry. Well, we'll talk soon, then I'll look for your email.
Okay. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
I'll get that to you.
Okay. Sounds good, Larry. Bye-bye.